Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Jeremy Zakas in Sydney, Australia. We begin with the climate report. A cyclone strikes the Brisbane area of Australia. This is the easternmost shore. Queensland is the state. And Jeremy tells me it's come ashore and it's spreading out. But first, Jeremy, a very good day to you. This is Cyclone Alfred. How is it named, and what is a cyclone comparison to a hurricane, for example, that we get here in North America? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Yes, a cyclone here in Australia, the naming convention is actually fairly random, but it actually follows the alphabet. So what happens is each cyclone name is either up to the stage in the alphabet. So, for example, now we've managed to get through the alphabet at least once in the past 2 years, where we've got to Z, or Z, and now we're starting back at A. So Alfred is actually a random name that is chosen by the Bureau of Meteorology and a board of scientists who effectively decide what we're going to call the cyclones for the season. But I should also say that originally this cyclone was actually going to be called Anthony. However, our Prime Minister's name is Anthony, and we are in an election year, and the Bureau of Meteorology and the Board of Scientists thought it might be a little bit rude or maybe a little bit disruptive to actually call a tropical cyclone that could potentially do a lot of damage to our country after our sitting Prime Minister. So hence why we got the name Alfred. But to the next part, the difference between a cyclone and a hurricane is a hurricane, if you think about what you see there in the United States, a massive body of low-pressure system with massive winds, a lot of storm surges over an enormous area that sits for days and days on end and eventually comes ashore and continues to move slowly as a big behemoth across the land, causing a lot of damage. Well, a cyclone is actually a smaller, much more rapidly occurring version of that. So cyclones are typically much smaller in land size or in size. They have faster winds around the center. And while they do cause storm surges, they typically don't have as much rain as hurricanes. So you can think of cyclones as much more wind than weather, and hurricanes as much more water and a lot more sort of moisture in the atmosphere than having the wind. But both are equally as destructive. And in fact, as we speak right now, our cyclone has actually probably got more attributes of a hurricane than it had before, because the cyclone itself has actually just become a tropical storm in the last couple of hours, which means it no longer has those cyclonic winds, which were around about 60 to 100 miles an hour. But what it actually has got is it has a lot more rain and a lot more moisture in it now, because as the winds slow down, the moisture mixes in, becomes a lot more rain. And tropical cyclone or ex-tropical cyclone Alfred, now as a tropical storm, is actually becoming more threatening because it's now bringing more water onshore as opposed to just bringing winds onshore, which means we're about to get a lot of flooding, I suspect, over the next 3 or 4 hours and probably even into the next day. So unfortunately, John, it's an ex-tropical cyclone, but that has just made it a lot more dangerous.
Where do the cyclones originate?
They typically come from around the equator. So for us, they almost always come in from the north. So this one in particular came up from the same latitude as Indonesia. So if you think of that band across Indonesia and that very tropical sort of sub-area of the world, most of the cyclones come in from up there. They often track south. And then with this one where it came from there in the northeast of Australia, they often do kind of like a hook turn and then head towards the Queensland coastline. But, John, this one had a very unusual attribute in that it actually came a lot further south. Normally what we see is as they come from that northern part into the southern part, they quickly move west because that's basically where the jet stream directs them into, and they hit a lot further up the Queensland coastline. But this one actually came a lot further south, is basically hitting Brisbane, the capital city of Queensland, so very, very long way south, and moving onshore. That's got a little bit to do with the fact that we are in that La Nina season. The Indian Ocean Dipole has actually created an unusual weather system to our western part of Australia, and the oceans aren't as warm as they normally are, which kind of let this cyclone move down to an area that it normally wouldn't be. But you can pretty much bet that every given year, there will be a cyclone that comes to Australia and will normally come from the northern reaches.
This is the equivalent of late August, early September, our time. It's the end of your summer. Is this the time for cyclones right now?
This is the time for the final cyclones of the season. So theoretically, this could be the last one we see. And why it's unusual this year is that we've only really had one other cyclone, which was off Western Australia during the cyclone season. So our cyclone season, you can think of it running from November through to about this time in March. But we have seen some prognosis from the Bureau of Meteorology saying that there could be further cyclones after Cyclone Alfred. So this may not be the end of the season, but technically, John, this should be it, and we should actually be going into a fall-like season. But the weather is crazy right now. We're not expecting that to be, you know, what's actually going to happen. So we could still get another cyclone or two.
Let's look at the climate for the whole continent. Jeremy and I watch the climate because there are changes underway. We see it now and again. It's impossible to generalize. We just note it. Right now, Jeremy's in Sydney where it's not raining. However, you tell me South Australia is unusual. What's happened?
Well, John, Adelaide in South Australia is reporting 36 to 38 degrees Celsius temperatures for not only today, but the rest of the week. So to put that in Fahrenheit, that's 100 to 110 Fahrenheit for the rest of the week. And what they should be getting is really around about the low 80s, maybe the 70s Fahrenheit, and really tracking into winter-like temperatures, which for Australia is by no means as cold as you get it there. So we're only really talking about 40 or 50 Fahrenheit as our worst coldest temperatures in Adelaide. But the reality is, John, that Adelaide is actually getting summer-like weather, mid-summer-like weather, right at the very end of the season, and it doesn't look like it's abating. So it could be a very, very hot autumn or fall there in Adelaide. But the rest of the country is actually moving into a fall-like weather system. So we are cooling down, but the center of Australia just is not.
The other night I had an opportunity to talk to Ruben Steff in Hamilton. He teaches at the University of Waikato in New Zealand. And it's coming fall for him as well. So I asked, what is a fall like in New Zealand? He told me that New Zealand is dominated by evergreen trees, so everything pretty much stays green. Nowhere comparable to the sharp color change we have here in New England. What is it like in Sydney? What is your fall like?
Oh, well, actually, John, it's beautiful. The reality is we don't have those evergreen trees. We actually have seasonal trees. So what we're going to see in the next couple of weeks, and I've already noticed it on some of my trees here on the property, they will start to go really golden brown and yellow and start to turn into those beautiful fall colors. So a lot of the trees that survive through the summer that actually hold the green leaves, they will turn very, very quickly. And over the space of 1 or 2 weeks, everything will become brown and golden. And then, unfortunately, comes the really, I guess, troubling part when you're a gardener. All those leaves hit the ground and basically it's a massive cleanup all through the suburbs. But honestly, John, we do get a really golden autumn, I guess you could say here. And I reckon that is pretty much on track to happen, not this week, but maybe the week after, just based on the temperatures alone.
Is that a native forest or has it been planted by people who've traveled from Europe?
It's a bit of a mixture. The native gum trees tend not to actually change colours. They do drop a few leaves, do tend to dry out a little bit and kind of go into a winter season where the gum trees themselves, the eucalypts, actually tend to look more grey and less leafy than previously. But we do have a lot of European trees that were planted in our suburbs, just brought in up from overseas, a lot of oak trees and a lot of things that tend to have a lot of really green leaves. They're the ones that do tend to drop their leaves and do become a bit of a mess, but it is spectacular, at least for a few days before you have to get out there with your rake and clean it up.
Not to cause trouble, but I cannot recall. Was this a good wildfire, bushfire season? Did we not have many?
It was actually a very, very good wildfire season because we only had a very short period there in Victoria, in the Grampians, which is just to the northwest of Melbourne, the capital city, where there were some fires, some very devastating fires, but they were all contained within valleys, which meant the loss of property was very minimal. We didn't have a loss of life, which was very, very lucky. And honestly, we had some sporadic fires around New South Wales, some in Western Australia, which were mostly started by lightning too. So we didn't have any of the arson attacks that we were concerned about because unfortunately bushfires in Australia do sometimes come at the hands of arsonists. But you know what, John, this was considered a very, very good bushfire season because of the fact that it wasn't catastrophic. And if you remember back in November, we were expecting this to probably be as bad as the Black February bushfires only a few years ago. And we thought we would be in devastating number of bushfires this whole season and we'd probably be mopping up right now, but we didn't get any of that. So touch wood, we're heading into autumn, fall now, so we shouldn't get any more fires, but we've been very lucky.
Finally, about Cyclone Alfred, formerly Cyclone Alfred, now Tropical Storm Alfred. Where is it headed? Does it go, does it just dissipate as it gets farther inland? Is that the end of it?
That's basically what's happening now. So as it's crossing the coast as we speak, it's just overhead Brisbane, so the capital of Queensland. It's actually pushing a lot of water down into northern New South Wales around a region called Lismore. And as it moves further and further inland, while a lot of that energy that's carrying the water will start to dissipate, it will probably still move at least a good 30, 40 miles inland, where it's still of very, very high strength as far as wind and rainfall before it actually really stops and dissipates. But the unfortunate thing is, especially around Lismore, as it moves further inland, even if it goes 30 to 40 miles, it actually starts to dump water onto the high ranges, which means all that water, of course, comes down towards the ocean, which means Lismore, Brisbane, the Brisbane River in particular, that's going to be overflowing, and that's where the flooding is expected in the next few hours and will probably carry on for at least the next week. So it will dissipate, but it will take time.
Jeremy Zachas from New South Wales, he mentions water and wind and rain. We're going to where the reptiles live, in your kitchen. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.